From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about the environment and our relationship with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. Thanks for tuning in. And joining us is Josh Balk. He is the Vice President of the Farm Animal Protection Campaign for the Humane Society of the United States. And he's here to talk about Senate Bill 147, recently signed into law here in the state of Utah. Josh, thanks so much for joining us this morning on This Green Earth.
Thanks for having me on.
Perfect. Well, let's get into this. Senate Bill 147, give us the nuts and bolts of what this bill is about.
Most eggs sold in this country come from chickens confined in small cages. They can't even spread their wings. In fact, they're provided less space than a sheet of paper to live on for their entire life. So kind of picture your home microwave and put 6-8 chickens in that cage, and that's the life of most chickens. So what this law does is ensure cage-free conditions for egg-laying hens in Utah. Ensures they're able to run around in a barn, perch, dust bathe, scratch, lay eggs in a nesting area. So allowing birds to be birds, engage in natural behaviors, and have a much better life.
So what? How did this bill happen? I mean, in a sense, who championed this cause?
Well, fortunately, things are moving in a better direction when it comes to the egg industry. You know, for so many years, there were clashes between animal advocacy organizations and egg producers. And the clashes had to do with moving the industry away from cages. But because of so many state laws that were passed and because of so many corporate policies enacted to go cage-free, like McDonald's saying they're going cage-free, Walmart going to cage-free, the egg industry sees the writing on the wall and that the future is cage-free and that it is better to work together to find common ground and a specific timeline to get to cage-free and standards they know how to follow that creates a certainty for their business as they head to that cage-free direction. So what Utah recently did, just recently, had to do with many years of building up this cage-free future.
Hmm. So I have a couple questions. I obviously knew cage-free is better. Why is cage-free better, other than the peace of life for, the
quality
chickens are
life,
yeah, better quality of life? Do they produce more eggs?
Better eggs?
Are they a healthier chicken? I keep thinking about what you said about, multiple chickens and the size of a microwave, and that breaks my heart to think about, but why is cage-free better?
Yeah, it breaks my heart, too, to think about. And you're right. It has to do mostly with the quality of life for these animals. You know, we all see kind of this birds on the side of the road dust bathing. You know, you can vision birds laying eggs in a nest. You know, these are behaviors that we all know that birds should be able to do. But when they're confined in a barren wire cage where they can barely move an inch, it's just a constant amount of frustration and mental anguish, let alone the suffering that these animals go to, unable to move. And it's for a year and a half. You know, this isn't a temporary holding facility. It's for a year and a half being forced to live in these conditions. And so being able to engage in basic behaviors in a cage-free barn, that's a great thing. And on top of that, though, it leads to greater food safety and public health. You know, recently, because of COVID-19, scientists have been looking at, hey, what are the future causes of pandemics? And the United Nations gathered the leading scientists on this, and the top two reasons for potential future risks of pandemics had to do with the intensive confinement of farm animals in tighter and tighter spaces. So when we move animals out of these tiny cages and give them more room, it is not only better for them, but it reduces the risk of disease, illness, and food safety.
So let's bring it a little more home. In terms of Utah's chicken farming, how many do you think, Utah's egg work, how many percentage of farms do you think will have to drastically change their ways given this new law?
Well, there are 5 million chickens in the egg industry within Utah. And there aren't that many companies within Utah, but the companies that are there have a lot of chickens. And fortunately, though, those companies do see that cage-free is the future, so they are making that move already. Now, that's the reason why it takes several years to get there, though. as much as it breaks your heart and mine that chickens are in cages, unfortunately, it can't happen overnight to go from cage to cage free. And so this law does allow operators over the next about 3.5 years to convert cage to cage free operations. And this is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's quite an investment for the operators. But that's also one of the reasons why the egg farmers were in favor of it, is because if they're going to invest this much money, they need to have this certainty, as in, okay, here's the date we need to get there. These are the standards we have to follow. Okay, great. Now we have that certainty. We can get this investment and get this done.
Did this bill have a lot of opposition at the UTLS legislature?
You know, it actually pleasantly surprised me that there was virtually no opposition to this bill. When we look back on those who testified in favor and against, virtually everybody who testified in favor. In fact, I don't know if anyone even testified against this bill. And I think it goes to show how sometimes, even in this political world that we're living in, where it seems like it's hard to find common ground on any issue, this happens to be an issue where Republicans, Democrats, Independents can come together and agree that animals shouldn't be confined in cages. That at minimum, no matter whether we're vegan, vegetarian, or eat meat, let's all come together and agree animals should be able to engage in natural behaviors. Can we just start with that baseline and then go from there? And so I think that's what brought together so many people.
I'm so excited about that. I think that gives us, you know, future in terms of the way we, you know, grow our food in Utah, you know, in terms of like, you know, sustainable agriculture or, you know, using water differently. There's a lot of things that could change, and to see such strong support for something like this, you know, it's dealing with, you know, is it humane or not, but still the fact that so many agriculture farmers came to the table and said, yeah, we want to do it this way because it's better. I hope that happens with more things as we move forward.
Well, bear in mind, there are egg producers in the state that probably already, you know, promote cage-free lifestyles for their hens. You're saying this bill, though, really addresses, like say, the larger industrial-based hen egg-laying facilities, right? So that everybody above a certain number of hens in production will have to meet this cage-free requirement by, I think it was, what 2025?
Josh? That's right. January 1st, 2025, and you're absolutely right. You know, small family farms, these type of farms that supply to farmers markets, natural food stores, co-ops, places like that, they're all cage-free already. In fact, they're cage-free in Utah and across the United States already. This bill does focus on larger industrial players. At the same time, that's where most of the chickens are, too. And so when we want to help as many animals as possible, we have to do things that actually addresses the core component of where the animals are. And within the egg industry, it's the big industrial operations. And to give you more hope on what you said before, I mean, Utah's new law has made international headlines within the egg and poultry industry. Because when they see that Utah is doing it, and they saw other states have done something similar, like California, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, Colorado, Massachusetts, they see the further future enshrined into the law, which is this is a cage-free direction that the totality of the egg industry is going in the United States, and that is going to trickle out to the rest of the world.
Well, yeah, and we're joining other states that your press release identified: Michigan, Oregon, Washington, Massachusetts, California, Rhode Island, and Colorado all have laws in the books that ban what's called these battery cages, these confining cages. So the momentum continues with Utah. Do you see other states issuing similar laws?
Other states are going to follow Utah, and I think eventually the United States as a whole is going to follow Utah. I don't know of any egg producer in the United States that puts in new cages. They know it's a poor investment.
Right.
Consumers simply don't want animals confined in cages. You know, all animals, including animals raised in food production, deserve humane treatment. And American sentiment has come to the determination that confining them in cages is just not an appropriate way to raise animals. And so many of us have animals in our lives, whether dogs or cats or other animals, you know, they are, you know, part of our families. And when we look out to other animals, we want them to have a good life too. And that's reflective of this legislation. That's reflective that Republicans and Democrats came together on this. And I also think that's reflective how we're moving in a better direction than ever before.
And we got to wrap up, but you hit on a key element. This was consumer driven too, that, you know, people, purchasers, buyers like Carolyn and I look for cage free eggs, et cetera. And so the industry and politicians by de facto elements agree with that and have moved forward. So we, you know, in our pocketbooks helped drive this change too.
You're exactly right, is that, you know, this wouldn't be happening if everyday American consumers, you know, didn't stand up for themselves and say, I'm going to purchase products that reflect my values. And every time that if folks go out and buy eggs, if they do buy eggs and they don't buy eggs from caged chickens and they choose things like free range or organic eggs that are better, that's a way to take a stand related to confining animals in cages. If they choose to buy other products, then that's also another way to do it too. So when it comes down to it,
yeah, we got
to
wrap up.
We
John.
Are good people in America, and yeah. We don't want animals in cages. And Utah is moving in a good direction for that reason.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Josh Balk, Vice President of the Farm Animal Protection Campaign for the Humane Society. Thank you for joining us on This Green Earth.
Thanks for having me on.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of This Green Earth.
And if you did, we hope you'll take a minute to rate us, share us, and leave a comment.
You can email us your thoughts and ideas for future shows at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org.
Join us next week on This Green Earth.